With that, to stay on time with our 2 p.m. Central public hearing, we are going to move around our agenda a little bit. So what we will do is move to number 5. We will take up petitions. This is item 236, eliminate closed area on Lake Camp Francis case, and we'll bring back Director Tom Kirschman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, this is number 5 on your agenda. It has to do with a petition that was submitted from a local person down in the Chamberlain area, Mr. Eric Storms, and I believe Mr. Storms is actually joining us virtually today that he can visit with you about the petition as well. Again, he submitted the petition asking for essentially a repeal of a rule of an existing regulation that's in place about an area that is closed to fishing down in the Chamberlain area. So I think before I get into any other comments, Madam Chair, if Mr. Storms is online with us right now, may we give him an opportunity to visit with you and the other commissioners of his justification for submission of this petition. So, Mr. Storms, can you hear us? Are you joining?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Thank you for joining. Please take a few moments to visit with the commission and your reasons, justification for the petition.
Well, with the petition, for one is I would like to fish it myself. I don't like that there's an off limits. And two, if that part's off limits at that depth, why ain't the whole Missouri River system off limits at that depth? That's just my two cents on it, not saying. And I think every person that comes here fishing, I mean, I agree. I think they should read the handbook and everything. But there is, that area gets overlooked and people are fishing or whatever and not trying to break the law. And I don't know, I would just really like it removed because I would love to try to ice fish it, enjoy it with my family. And since there is no science behind it, it's just all public opinion, that I would like to open it back up.
All right, thank you, Mr. Storms. From the commission, before we hear from the department, any questions for Mr. Storms at this point on his petition? Seeing none, Director Kirschman, I think if you would like to take it from here.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll give a little bit more background about this specific item. So I did pass out to you here that are in the meeting personally a map here depicting or showing this area that's currently closed off from December 1 through the end of April. So those of you, and I think most of you are familiar with that Chamberlain area, you cross the bridge on the interstate, and then just on the south side of the bridge, you probably recall seeing the railroad bridge going across there. So in between that area, you can see the red dotted area on your map, and then that yellow black hashed area is this quote-unquote dredge hole that exists there. So this particular rule that is in place right now has been there for over 30 years. It was put in place because that dredge hole is a deeper water. And when it was the current regulation for that closure over that time period, again, December 1 through April 30th, there were concerns brought forward by local folks of people going in during that time, fishing in the deep water, pulling up walleyes in particular, out of that deeper water and then coming from those deep waters all the way to the top and having fish mortality. So that's how it originally got put into place. There's some other beliefs and thoughts around that particular area that have been there for quite some time. But that regulation has been in place for, again, over 30 years. What I would tell you and share with you for that particular area, as was mentioned by the petitioner, folks that are new to that area or coming to that area or somebody that would be a non-resident, probably number one, it's difficult to even know that regulation's in place. We have it in our fishing handbook. They have signs up, different things like that, but certainly one of those things that can be missed. So, from a rules complexity, it sure adds more layers of complexity or understanding to just the general rules. On the Missouri River, this is the only location that we have a closed area for that purpose of deep water. You think of Lake Oahe, we have stretches that are much deeper than that. People fishing deep water, bringing fish up. We do not have any other regulation like that anywhere on the river system. So again, it was put in place for that quite some time ago. Up to this point in time, our fisheries staff and our managers, researchers, have never been able to ascertain that it has a negative impact on the fish population itself. So it is one of those things that becomes down to more of a social issue and conversation than it is necessarily a biological issue. From the perspective of enforcement, it can be a real challenge for law enforcement officers. You know, they come across the interstate or they go across the bridge and they see somebody fishing in there during that time of the year. Very difficult to visit with them. By the time they would even launch a boat, for example, if they were out there on a boat, high frequency of times are probably gone by the time they even get there. And so it becomes a challenge. And then the last thing that I would share with you from the standpoint of regulation complexity, back in 2022, there was another fishing regulation that was on part of Lake Francis case where for some of the concerns about pulling fish out of deeper water, or we had a rule in place at a time that said you had to keep your first four walleyes that you catch. And again, for that same reason of concern of mortality of fish. And back at that time, 2022, you as a commission removed that regulation as well because we just couldn't articulate, again, justify that it was having a negative impact on a population perspective within there. So, and the last thing I would share with you about this particular topic, interesting enough, as the petitioner brings this forward, this topic came up again in our own internal conversations through our fisheries and aquatics commission recommendation process, or our CRD process. This item is on the list that folks wanted to talk about it more, or law enforcement staff were part of that conversation. They brought it up again. And in our conversations was one to look at to potentially even bring forward a conversation of should this be retained. So while the petitioner brought it forward, it was actually in the beginning stages of conversations internally as well. So that all being said, with the petition in place, our recommendation to you as a commission, based on what we see, what we know, and the fact that we were beginning the early stages of a conversation about it as well, we believe that it certainly has merit to accept this petition and move forward with the public input process, and we would recommend that you would accept the petition as it's written here today and presented to you. So, Madam Chair, I'll try to answer any questions you or the commissioners may have, but that would be our recommendation on this petition.
Very good, thank you. Any questions? The only one I have, Tom, is what would be the timeline if we move forward with this and it is approved? When would it go into effect?
So, Madam Chair, in respect to the process, should you accept the petition, the next step would be the rule promulgation process. And so then I would assume what we would do, like our normal stages, having a 60-day comment period. We'll put it together as your proposal. If you accept it here today, we can talk about it at May again, see if there's any other conversations about it. And then we'd put it in the published public notice in the month of May, and finalize at the June meeting. And then at June, you would go through your finalization process. If you finalize it, accept it, then we would go to interim rules, Secretary of State, so on and so forth. So, I mean, by the time it would all be finalized, it would be about midsummer. But again, the rule is applicable to December 1 through April 30th is when the time frame that it's closed. So it would fit easily and very well within that overall time frame. But so if you accept it, it starts the rule process. We would start the public input.
Very good. With that, we do need a motion and a second from the commission.
I move to accept.
Move to accept by Commissioner Call. Seconded by Commissioner Teal. Questions, comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of accepting the petition, say aye.
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 Very good. Thank you, commissioners. All those opposed? And the petition is accepted. Very good. Thank you, sir.